The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I can't wait for this time tomorrow afternoon, said no one in their right mind. Joining us on the KMBZ hotline, I see you, Dan, out of the corner of my eye. Channel 9 Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby. Also a member of the board of directors for Jerk Air. Welcome, Brian.
Good to be here. What's Dan doing that you see out the corner of your eye?
He's dancing because he loves snow.
Oh, I thought he was a Lips Inc. fan with Funky Town, but okay.
Yeah, that too. How bad, when, and when does it all go away?
Amen to that.
All right, one question at a time. First of all, it's nothing like the blizzard. Second of all, they've already pre-treated, and unlike what we had with the blizzard, we had freezing rain and sleet beforehand, so a lot of it washed away. So the roads should be in better shape. Third of all, it's going to be a shorter duration. That's good news. And because it's not going to hang out as long, the snow amounts, especially on the south side of the listing area, won't be as much. We've been saying 5 to 8. I'm still thinking 5 to 8, but say south of I-70, like Liberty will get more than Lenexa. Lenexa may get 3 to 4, while the Northland still gets that 5 to 6. Does that make sense? So Farther south you go, there will be a little bit of freezing rain and sleet before it changes over to all snow. Up north, St. Joe, Trimble, et cetera, you're probably going to be all snow, and that's still probably going to be 5 to 8. It's probably going to wrap up about 3 p.m. So because it's a shorter duration, that's the other reason why I'm kind of shaving off at least an inch for most areas.
Are you still expecting it to start around midnight tonight, roughly?
Yeah, midnight, possibly even later than that. One model is going to say it's going to start at 2 a.m. But, you know, either way you look at it, hopefully traffic will be at a minimum. So that'll be good news. But because I still think the back end is going to be out of here by just after lunch or early afternoon, that's going to help, because I think one model was going that it wasn't going to stop until 10 at night. And that's, I don't see that.
You know what I've always found fascinating about weather forecasting is you often will say, not you, it's a collective you, the European models. Why do the Europeans care about the weather in North America?
Well, because they understand that we're all kind of connected globally, so they're not as myopic as some people can be, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because what happens on one side of the world does affect the other side. I'm not going to say that if butterflies are flapping their wings, it's going to cause a tornado on the other side of the world, but we only have one atmosphere, and there are no breaks in it. And so what does happen, what ripple that happens over this continent, will eventually head across the Atlantic and head toward them. So they are kind of concerned about what's down the pike.
Are there some parts of the listening area that will not get any snow?
Not really. Even farther south to the Ozarks, you're going to get some, just won't be as much. Mm-hmm. They may get like 2 to 3 out of it. Warsaw, down toward Eldon, up north, as I say, still 5 to 8. I heard some folks going for 12 plus and 10 plus. I just don't see it out of this.
Let's centralize this a little bit. What would you forecast for, you know, say downtown Kansas City or the Plaza areas around there?
4 or 5.
4 or 5.
All right.
Okay. This is just, you know,
Western Shawnee, of course, has a bubble over it. So
well, we have heated streets, yeah. Brian.
Yeah.
And so we're not worried. We're not concerned.
But Brian, in all seriousness, on the way into work, I was telling the story. They've already got the stuff up on the scout cams that say, you know, if your car is stranded or on the side, you will be towed today. We are going to start towing cars. So just do all of the stuff that we would pretend like it's, I don't know, December. That's what we need to do, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, again, we're in the 21st century. It's not going to be one of those systems that incapacitates the city for days on end. The trouble is Thursday, the wind chill is going to be down below zero, so schools may not be in session.
Yeah.
So if you are trying to make those contingency plans, think about it now. Tomorrow probably won't be that many school districts in session. Thursday probably not either. But yeah, think December. And as you know, we still have, what, 6 more weeks before it's officially.
Watch your mouth.
And okay. Brian, we're going to get some snow in the middle of the week this week, but then we're going to have another winter weather event this weekend. And I was talking to you off the air. You said it's going to be kind of rain and then snow. Rain is different than snow, yeah?
Okay.
You know, that's true. And Izer Bay, I'm sorry, no, that's something else.
The two of you are going to burn in hell. I swear to God.
Well, because rain, it's different than snow.
Rain is. Brian. Brian, as a scientist, is rain different than snow? Yes or no?
They're both four-letter words, but yes, there is a difference.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
It will never, ever get old. Ever.
Is rain different than steam?
Ooh. Yes.
Okay.
Because that's what's coming out of his ears right now, Brian.
Nice.
Well played.
Nice. By the way, Dana, when are you going to go out and rub it in our face that you're going to see the eagles out in Vegas?
So I will tell you this, based on your advice and your advice alone, we canceled those flights and we're getting out tonight because I did not think we would be able to get out tomorrow. That's how much I trust your forecast.
And I appreciate that. I don't think KCI is going to be totally closed, but I just know there are going to be a lot of delays, a lot of de-icing, and you ain't going to be on time.
Correct. And we had the last flight out of the night, and I was like, I ain't rolling those dice, no pun intended.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Sorry. I just did that.
Dice. Are you playing craps, among other things?
Some.
Or are you just more tables?
Some. More tables.
Okay. All right. Well, have fun.
What's your favorite Eagles song?
Hotel California, without a doubt.
Really? Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yes.
I can't wait. People keep saying, Brian, why would you go to see the Eagles? They keep saying Eagles. They thought I meant the football game that will never be spoken of again on this program. All week they were like, why would you go do that? And I go, oh my gosh, the band. There is a super famous band with the same name of the other team that we will not talk about ever again.
Yeah, we're not allowed to like the Eagles right now.
No.
Okay, and so I guess people also aren't allowed to like the band Bread when we're talking about getting milk and bread at the grocery stores.
I love me some bread.
I love the band Bread.
I do too. If a picture paints a thousand words. That is a stone cold jam, Brian Busby.
Yes, it is. But synonyms are horrible, aren't they?
Terrible. All right, get out of here. Go do my weather forecast.
Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, be well.
Safe travels.
Be well. Uh-huh. All right, what's your favorite Eagles song?
Man, I don't know that I can name them.
Is this Make It With You?
Yeah, it is.
It's so good.
By Bread.
It's the best yacht rock ever.
So I had never heard of this. This is a true story. Before there was 98.9 The Rock, it used to be 98.9 The River. I'm not kidding.
Bringing to you your smooth.
And so they played really soft rock.
Yeah.
And when I was at KU, I would fall asleep with my little clock radio to 98.9 The River. And they played. I had never heard the band Bread before. And I'm lying there in bed. Eyes are closed. I'm getting ready to fall asleep. And Sam played again. No, there's another song. There's
Diary.
And then, oh, gosh.
He reads
Everything
somebody.
I Own.
He
reads,
Everything I Own. Play
I
Everything
love
I Own.
Everything that, I Own.
That's Baby, the, I'ma Want You.
No, play Everything I Own.
I don't know if we'll have time to play all the hits.
They played on 98.9 The River. Everything I Own.
All right, wait. Who was the DJ that was the woman that said, who's on your heart tonight?
Was that?
It was Delilah. And she would literally go, I'm going to find a song just for you and your special one who's on your heart tonight. Here's If by Bread.
Is this Everything I Own?
It is.
Yes, they played this song. I went out the next day. I literally made sure I stayed awake to hear who this was. The next day, I went to the record store in Lawrence and bought this on cassette.
Yeah. And they looked at you and said, are you sure? Because this seems like 80 years outside of your wheelhouse.
Everything I Own. Come on, it's good.
Is Delilah still alive? We got to get her on the show.
I believe she's still alive. I don't believe she's still on the air.
Someone's loving you tonight. I used to fall asleep to that. And then every once in a while, there'd be this weird wonky call like, I don't feel safe at home. And she'd be like, we're going to put you on hold. But in the meantime, tell me who you're loving tonight.
Oh, my God. 913-586-7798.
Delilah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're on Dana and Parks.